miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T. You can find her book on Amazon. The book is titled The Grain-Free Family Table, subtitled Where Gluten Meets Paleo, 125 Delicious Recipes from Fresh, Healthy Eating Every Day. Carrie Vitt is also the author of Deliciously Organic and writes a blog at deliciouslyorganic.net. Now, Carrie, tell me, is there another website for you, which is what one of our viewers asked, or listeners asked, I should say?
I'm just at deliciouslyorganic.net.
Deliciouslyorganic.net. So they can find out about this book at deliciouslyorganic.net as well. This is called The Grain-Free Family Table. It's a beautiful book put out by Carrie and HarperCollins, a division of HarperCollins, actually, William Morrow division. So, Carrie, the question, we have about three questions for you so far on our email line. And Sonar, I don't know whether that is a question on the other line bopping up and down as well, but on the email line, one of the first question came in was, I have lactose intolerance and can't eat dairy. Can I try the grain-free family table, or is everything got dairy in it?
Well, what I did in this book is, I know that we're all in a different place in our journey and have different dietary restrictions. And so I included a paleo/dairy-free adaptation for every single recipe in the book. So it's very simple. Like, for instance, if I use butter in the recipe, I'll say, hey, instead, use, you know, swap it out with coconut oil. So I give you a choice so that you can choose. So each and every recipe is also dairy-free.
So the other obvious thing is, this person said, I'm doing things for my heart, so I'm both dairy and saturated fat free. So I guess that's coconut oil out. Is there another alternative from coconut oil? Could you use olive oil or canola oil or something else?
I'm not a big fan of canola oil, but you know, olive oil would probably work in some of the recipes. So I tend to lean a lot more towards traditional fats, and I use those a lot in my recovery. So that's what I focus on in this book.
Gotcha. And now you go into, obviously, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. How important, and since your other book is organic, the Deliciously Organic, which is one of the questions asked by another listener, is how important is it to go to organic when one does this? Is that key, or is that just for pregnant and near-pregnant people?
I personally think it's very important, just because, you know, it's better to stay away from as many chemicals and things like that as possible if you're trying to recover and feel better. But, you know, you can only do what your budget affords. So I definitely agree with you, like the Clean 15 is a great, and the Dirty Dozen. Those are great lists to start with, and trying to incorporate as much organic into your diet as you possibly can.
And we should say that the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 are in this book as well. And there is a nice statement on a nice set of stuff on going organic in this book as well. I assume in your blog you get much more on deliciouslyorganic.net. You get much more into organic.
Yes, yeah. And my readers a lot of times like to look at the science behind things, so I try and, you know, give them what I've learned from my personal experience, and we have discussions on that and talk about the importance of eating a clean diet and the different things that it can do in the body, and how, you know, real food can really benefit the body. It's a really, really great thing.
And someone, another person has emailed us. This is Edie in North Carolina, and Raleigh has asked, how long do these recipes take to make? It says you told me it was 125. Are they all 30 minutes or less, or what are they?
Some of them are 30 minutes or less. Some take 20 minutes. I've got a whole section on salads. And then I also included stuff for those special occasions, right, for the holidays and things like that. When you want to, like, for instance, we just had Thanksgiving, and you want to have some pecan pie, but, you need it to be gluten or grain-free. So I included things like that that might take a little bit more time in the kitchen, but I did try and focus on keeping things simple and with short of ingredients list as possible.
And we should say there is a perfect grain-free pizza crust and pie crust recipes in the book as well. So as well as there are at least two marvelous pictures. I mean, it's one of them is duplicated from the cover to the inside of your two daughters. So I guess they help you a great deal.
They do, yes. And in fact, I included a whole chapter for kids in the book. And, because they went through this journey with me. And so I sat down when I was writing this chapter and I said, all right, girls, like, what recipes have I not created that you want to see in this book and that, you know, you've been really wanting? And so they actually came up with the list of recipes and helped me test and create them. So I included things like graham crackers and tomato soup and chicken nuggets. And as you said, the perfect grain-free pizza, which we make every Friday night as a family. So,
and grain-free pie crust. We should say grain-free, not only pizza but pie crust as well as a grain-free bread.
Yes.
There also is a tomato soup in there, and so there are a variety of soups as well as the recipe I made on salmon last night. So there are a number of other alternatives as well, so anyone can look at this and benefit. Now, what's the other question is, if I was only going to get one of your books, this person writes, would it be Deliciously Organic or The Grain-Free Family Table? I hate those type of questions, but I got to ask it.
Well, I guess it depends on where you're at. If you need something that's purely grain-free and gluten-free, then you could go for this book. The first book, I do use grains, but I also wrote grain-free adaptations for every single recipe in my first book, Delicious or Organic, and you can actually download them for free on my website. So
that's at Deliciously Organic. We have a hard break, Carrie, so I want to tell people, Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T, deliciouslyorganic.net. Deliciously Organic is the book, as well as The Grain-Free Family Table. Thanks very much for being here and stimulating so much. Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited-time offer with a money-back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year.